praise when I'm sure. I praise when I'm doubting. I'll praise when outnumbered. I'll praise when surrounded. 'Cause praise is the water my enemies drown in. As long as I'm breathing,
have a seat. We'll have our announcements.
Wow. Thank you, Thea. That's wonderful. Good morning, everybody. My name is Wayne Curry. I'm one of the elders here at Mournville Alliance Church. I'm here with the announcements for Sunday, November the 10th. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you could put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery, infant to 3 years old, and ARC Sunday School, ages 4 to grade 5, I know I'll get that right. I even corrected it. I knew I'd get it right. Ages 4 to grade 5 will be dismissed after the singing time. There is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center for teachers. Many of our home groups are running now. They are listed on the church webpage. Our next youth group event will be Saturday, November the 16th at the church for games night. Looking ahead to December the 7th, Saturday, the youth will be doing a progressive supper. They will go to different houses for a short period of time and have one item at the house, like a salad or whatever. And there's a sign-up sheet that we were looking for host homes that the youth can come to. We've participated in that. It's a lot of fun. You get to meet a lot of great youth. Those who are interested in being greeters on Sunday morning, there's a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center. We are going to have our Christmas party and potluck after church on December the 1st. As we get closer, we'll get more details. If you'd like prayer today, there will be people at the back to pray with you. Thank you.
There is a truth. There is a light that overwhelms the darkness.
Thank you.
Love you, Lord. Please teach us to love you more and more every day. Thank you for rescuing us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your presence, God. Thank you that you are here with us, even when we're not aware. Help us to be more aware, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Kids are now free to go to Sunday school, and it's greeting time.
Good morning. We're going to go into our prayer time this morning, and I'm going to use the book of James to guide us. In James 1, 17 to 18, it says, "Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shadowing shift. He chose to give birth to us by giving us his true word. And we, out of all creation, became his prized possession. We come before our great and awesome God as his chosen ones. Let us return his affection and worship him now for his perfection and unchanging glory, evidenced in all he has created." Confession, James 4, 7, 8, and 10. "So humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he'll lift you up in honor. What has drawn you away from God this week? What is it that you need to run from? Confess these sins to God, run toward him, and let him lift you up, forgiven." Thanksgiving. James contrasts the evil one's influence in our worldly wisdom with that of God's heavenly wisdom in James 3, 17 and 18. "But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It's full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. Let us thank God for the wisdom, purity, peacefulness, and gentleness through which he rules and holds all things together. Thank him for the instances in which you have seen his perfect way working in you or in those around you this week." Supplication. James encourages us in chapter 5, verse 13, 14, and 16. "Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you sick? You should call the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. The earnest prayer of the righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Let us pray with confidence that God hears and wants to answer us when we call him in prayer. Let's bring a request before him now. We pray for those who are in the military or those who have served in the military, for Ben and Marge, for Moira's mom, for Lou and Harold, Carmen and Dwayne, for James and Kelly and their family, for Drew, for Roland and Carolyn, for your healing hand, Sharek, Jamen and their family, Diane, Cynthia and Jill, for Chris and Lisa, Corrine and Isaac, for Michael and Tavia and their family, for James and Tara and their family, some places around the world, Burundi, Ukraine, Cambodia, Iran, Israel, Gaza. For Canada and United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are too great and heavy for us to carry, we give to you, our good and loving God, who knows us like no other. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus taught us, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen."
displayed for all the world to see. Is it enough?